audience participation?
I have a couple related to the CYS solicitorship. It's my understanding that the board has decided to contract, rather, I know the board had discussed the possibility of hiring, and instead has decided to contract.
I will give my opinion. I am not in favor of bringing another county employee on the payroll, so I will be in favor of continuing the way it has been done as a contract employee. That's my opinion.
And that's mine as well. I wanted to look at the pros and cons to all aspects of this and see how it fits. It's not that I was in favor of one or the other. That's why I brought it up, to see if it made sense. And to me, going through that process and talking that out, it makes sense that it is a contract.
Okay, I guess my second question is for the law department in that regard. We've seen the board consider various companies for service-oriented contracts in the past, and it's been a very open process. I'm thinking of the EIP, where the board openly discussed several people who were interested in receiving that contract. They had packets, they discussed each company very openly, pros and cons very openly, before they made their mind up there. I'm thinking the same thing happened with Financial Administrator, with the contract on Susquehanna. That corporation was discussed very openly during a public meeting before a contract was eventually agreed to. Now we're talking with a contractor for CYS, and instead we're hearing no names, no companies, and Dan Camp says that those individuals can be disclosed privately after the meeting. Why is there a divergence in the way we're procuring this contract versus others?
Well, I think the issue here is the individuals who are associated with this. I'm not certain if they want their current employer to know that in order to protect their privacy. I think that's sort of where we're at right now. But obviously, at the end of the day, whoever's hired is going to be hired to help provide.
But these people are not being hired, they're being contracted. And there's a clear distinction under the law between a county personnel and a personnel issue and this individual, who would by all effect be a vendor. So is it really, can the county forego transparency when discussing a contract because of the whatever individual concerns potential vendors may have?
Well, I don't think the county's foregoing that. The names are already out there, that's been linked to the job. And I think at this point, what the commissioners decided to do is just to interview some of the individuals.
So why are those companies or individual vendors, why are the names of those being kept secret?
I don't think they're being kept secret. I think they're already out there.
We've got to narrow down to three. Can we have who the three are?
I don't have a problem. Do you? I don't have a problem.
Well,
I don't know who the three are. I don't think the decision has been made yet on who I'm not sure if there's a consensus on who to interview.
Should that be discussed publicly? In accordance with the Sunshine Act? Given that it's a contract and not a personnel hire?
I certainly think we can if we want to.
Okay.
She has the name, she said. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is there's miscommunication between our director and the board right now, because there are two names that were put out who do not have conflict of interest with anyone in the court system from day one, and then her two that she gave us are two different from the original two. So that's my opinion, but we can give the five names that are interviewed, or five or six names that have applied for the position. If our director Reba would like to give the three recommendations that she's giving, that is absolutely fine with me. The six are Dana Quietis, Robert Ausko,
correct,
Joe Askar, David Neely, Robert Davenbrook, and Felicia Santillan.
Santillan.
Those are, and Nicole Tesla. Seven have been applied for the position.
And Dana, I know the two that I saw in my email was Dana Quietis and Ronald Osco.
Right, there were, there's three of those seven people that had, the most experience with dependency, the child welfare, what we do. And that would be Dana Quietis, Rob zoning agendas. Those three have the most experience with my office. They have all filled in for my solicitor for my various occasions over the years. They have, at one time or another, handled child abuse complaints, and they have participated, especially two of them participated in the initiative. So those were the three that I felt had the most experience with child welfare.
I didn't realize the third. I would respectfully object to the third for various reasons. If you need me to say them, I will.
Does, and when I looked at those applicants, it was clear, just sheerly from who had the most experience with child welfare, who had the most experience with my office, had been involved, and those three met those requirements as opposed to the others.
Other question. On this clerk and the manager, finance, whatever, is that salary not to exceed the previous one?
Next. When is the salary board?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
We're going to set a range.
The last financial administrator brought in a specific number. We are going to change that with, I guess, the research that the HR did with other counties. We're going to pick a range. It's going to be presented in the public salary board meeting and voted on. So both positions will be that, yes, sir.
No, as far as this solicitor thing for CWAS, I'm not really up on that. I haven't seen too much in the paper. Do y'all use like morality and things like that when you're picking people? I mean, some of these people have insider access, so they will obviously be privy to spending more time at CYS. When I hear the names mentioned, they'll obviously, you know, connected to the courthouse. And that, to me, that's kind of an issue we probably should be trying to get away with, the nepotism, the insider thing, and political connections. You know, nice transparency.
Yeah, I mean, all three of the candidates, I believe, that Dana referred, I guess you could say, or recommended for an interview or the board could pick, they all are staffed here presently. Well, actually, not all of them, but they are all have some kind of connection to the courthouse right now.
Right. I mean, that's the way they've always done business here, and I have a problem with that.
I understand, sir, but we put it out and we can't go out and find
them. You remember at the open meeting, there was quite a hue and a cry by Mr. Askar, and I know that he's your friend and he's your friend. But see, you got to get away from this. Like, was he, if I'm not mistaken, John Paul, was he involved in a $17 million loss with some kind of a finance arrangement with the county?
Is that the same guy?
I don't know anything about $17
million. I thought we were talking about that a couple meetings ago where the, you know, one of the corporations was attached to Mr. Nardelli that they had an investment in around those $17 million. Is that true, John?
I can't answer that question, so.
I report not answer questions in public meetings, sorry.
Okay, because I know that came up a couple of meetings ago. And you know, the whole friendship bridge thing there, there's ethical issues still before it was set in the governor's office. You know, I mean, there's got to be a better way to do business, guys.
Same person.
I guess I have a follow-up in this regard. The director of CYS issued a recommendation via writing that included Quidus and Rob Alsko and is now bringing forth a third name via Askar. Is that third recommendation coming after a conversation with Commissioner Camp related to Joe Askar? And did Commissioner Camp raise any concerns as to whether or not Joe Askar has been getting work?
I think you're asking
her. I can only ask the board. I can't.
You could answer that question if you'd like.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand it, but no, you mean was I influenced in some way?
Why was Askar's name on the first email, I guess is my question.
Okay, no, it wasn't even an email. It was, we met at my office and we went through all of the applications that had been submitted at that point after the posting was closed on the county website. And we went through the applications. us or the three that were put in a separate pile because they had CYS experience, and they had actually been in the courtroom for the agency and had been under contracts for the agency over the years, and were familiar with child welfare. So it wasn't something where it's a complicated system. So it wasn't when you're starting in grant zero, they had experience with children and families, and that's why they were put over there.
And Commissioner Egli, you had in the past publicly announced that you had filed an ethics complaint against Joseph Askar with the Pennsylvania Disciplinary Board. Has that board made you aware of the status of your ethics complaint against him?
They have. I have called every month for the last year, and they have just questioned him. So I'm awaiting. It's the Disciplinary Board of the Supreme Court regarding a conflict of interest. But my since this is a lengthier conversation, is that he has pled the fifth against the self-incrimination. During an FBI hearing with Mick Trombetta, I mean, to me, representing children, there is no area in which that's okay.